In this segment of He Learned, we're going to look at Ephesians 4 and conclude with the scripture from James chapter 5. I've been working off of several Bibles, an interlinear, the New King James, King James Version, and the New American Standard Bible, the Archaeology Bible, Study Bible. Ephesians 4, we will start about at verse 17. Now, this I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk with as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Aha. This is the key, pivotal verse here. This is not the way you have learned Christ. We must learn Christ. We must put off. We must not give in to. We must crucify the flesh daily. Let's proceed. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as truth is in Jesus. All right. So he's saying, well, wait a minute, if you haven't heard about Jesus, okay. But if you did hear about him and were taught in him, because the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. This is the process of learning Christ. Put off, learn, be taught, discipline. Don't do like the Gentiles do. Don't become corrupted by your own deceitful desires, but be renewed. Put on your new self. You are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Verse 25. Therefore, having put away falsehood. Okay, the big battle here is over what's the truth and what's false. The truth and the lie. The truth is Jesus is said here. What is the lie? The lie is what the world, the flesh, and the devil is trying to tell you. The lie comes from the father of lies, himself. He is the liar. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Why? Well, because people don't do what we want, or they cross our flesh, or we don't get our way, so we get angry. Or we are disciplined by God, and we turn on him. We don't understand God's ways. Oh, God wouldn't do that. He's a sugar daddy. I can go and sit on his lap and he'll give me anything I want. No, he's not. He's not a sugar daddy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You should not fear anything except for God, who can throw your soul into hell and give no opportunity to the devil. Why? Because the devil is looking for an opportunity to get to you. He roams around roaring, and he looks for a weakness, and he looks to test you and seduce you and deceive you. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. I'm going to go to the first part of chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater. Covetous is idolatry. Those are two commandments. Don't covet your neighbor's goods. Don't cover his wife. Covet his wife. That becomes idolatry. Has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon us, the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is the pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful words of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when everything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, wake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then on how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the outline, Ephesians 4 and Ephesians 5 through 21. This is how you can examine the fruit of someone's walk and determine whether they are walking in the Lord, that they are of the Lord, and they are being taught, they are being redeemed of the Lord. Yes, it is a good thing. I'm going to conclude with James chapter 5 about suffering, the discipline, that when we go get off the way, the path, then if we are his children, the good shepherd comes and he whacks us. Or he gets us out of the slippery place, crevasse we've slipped into, with the crook of his shepherd's hook, and pulls us up out of our own fall into the corrupt places down the side of the mountain. All right, I want to talk to you about talking about the rich men in chapter 5. And he talks about what they do. How in verse 5 they've lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton. You have nourished your heart as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brothers, to the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and latter rain. Be you also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Grudge not one against another, brothers, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge stands before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brothers, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into condemnation. And then he goes on, James, to instruct the church on how to pray for one another. Children of light, not of the darkness, putting off the old man, putting off the corrupt ways of the flesh, resisting the world, the flesh, and the devil, walking in truth and walking in love. Father, thank you for this session, that we are learned, that we continue to learn, that we are being tested, and that you will bring us through. That when the enemy comes in, we resist him, we submit to God, and we resist the evil one, and he will flee. And that we rely on you, God. We hold to you. We hold fast to you. We cling to you, O Lord. And thank you. Thank you for your examples that you've given us and your instructions. In Jesus Christ's name. All right. Be blessed.